Today on Gardening in a Minute, Orchid Growing Media. Orchids are incredibly popular houseplants thanks to their exotic-looking flowers. But unlike other houseplants, most orchids are epiphytes and they need special media in which to grow. Some of the most common ingredients in commercially available orchid mixes are chopped tree fern fiber, chopped fir tree bark, osmunda fiber, charcoal, and volcanic rock. These materials all help to create the loose, well-drained environment that orchids crave. Every 2 years or so, keep in mind that you'll need to replace the orchid growing media for each of your plants. With a little online research and experimentation, you can easily figure out the best growing media for your orchids and then create the well-drained environment that these unique plants need. For more information about orchids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, radishes. If you've never grown vegetables before, radishes are a fun and easy way to get started. Radishes are also a great plant to grow with kids, since they're so quick to germinate and reach harvestable size. Radishes prefer cooler temperatures, which means the best time to grow them in Florida is September through March. Start by sowing the tiny seeds in rows directly in the garden. The seeds should be no more than half an inch deep. Once the seeds sprout, thin the seedlings so that they're spaced about 1 inch apart. You can sow seeds every few weeks to ensure a continuous harvest. With the right care, you'll be able to pick these zesty little vegetables within a month and add them to your salads or other dishes. For more information about radishes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bird feeders. Bird feeders can provide food for our feathered friends while providing you with a beautiful show. Your bird feeder can be designed to attract either a variety of species or just one. Select a tube, nectar, fruit, or hopper feeder, depending on the type of birds you're interested in seeing. The type of food you choose will also determine which birds visit. To attract orioles, thrashers, and bluebirds, put out fruit. Cardinals, titmice, and chickadees prefer sunflower seeds and safflower seeds. Put your bird feeder in a spot where you'll have a good view of all the activity. Place it at least 10 to 15 feet away from trees to help keep squirrels at bay, and be sure to clean your feeder often to prevent the spread of diseases. For more information about bird feeders and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bay laurel. You may have used bay leaves before in your cooking, but did you know that you can grow your own? Bay leaves come from a medium to large evergreen shrub known as bay laurel. The shrubs can reach 12 feet tall, though they tend to be slow growers. During hard freezes, the plants should be protected. The leathery leaves can be harvested and dried to be used later as a flavoring in cooking, though the leaves should not be eaten. Bay laurel is also sometimes called sweet bay, but it shouldn't be confused with the magnolia tree that has the same common name. Because bay laurel has a dense growth habit, it also makes an attractive landscape plant. Plant several in a row and you'll end up with a useful hedge that can create privacy outdoors while adding flavor indoors. For more information about bay laurel and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, red maple. If you've been yearning for great fall color, check out our native red maple. Every fall, the leaves of these trees erupt into a blaze of yellow, orange, and red, putting on a show that lasts several weeks. Red maples are naturally found in wet areas, but will grow in other locations if they receive adequate irrigation. For best fall color and performance, look for an improved variety that's suited for Florida. Florida Flame has brilliant red fall color, while the leaves of Summer Red start off red in spring and then turn yellow, orange, or purple before they drop. Come spring, your red maple tree will put on yet another show when its beautiful red flowers and fruits emerge. With the right care, red maple trees can be a wonderful choice for southern gardens. For more information about red maple and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.